Deadline, written by Chris Ewan and read by Simon Vance.
Part 1. The Abduction. Chapter 1. Daniel Trent sensed a tremor in his finger. He was a patient man. It was an attribute he prided himself on, but even he had his limits. His denim shirt was wet at the collar, adhering to his back. His shirt sleeves were rolled past his elbows, exposing forearms slick with sweat. A tendon pulsed beneath his skin. There it was again, the temptation to drum his fingers. Where were they? Trent snatched up the tiny china cup in front of him. The residue of his second espresso was tepid and grainy. He swallowed, grimaced, set it aside. The pavement cafe was jammed with customers, tourists, mostly. The German couple beside him were feasting on cheap bouillabaisse. The husband had spilled tomato and saffron broth on his beard. His wife, lips greasy with shellfish juices, slathered a rouille paste onto meagre croutons. The waiter hadn't been back to check on Trent in a while, but he wasn't offended. Could even understand the guy's reasoning. Not a lot of profit in a man drinking single espressos at this time of night, and Trent was giving off a restless, keyed-up vibe. His self-control was slipping, patience running low. Engine noise from the left. Trent turned his head, just like he'd turned it every time he'd heard a vehicle approach for the past half hour. But this time was different. This time he saw exactly what he'd been waiting to see. A black Mercedes saloon trundled along the street. The windows were tinted, the paint buffed to a liquid sheen. Most vehicles in Marseille were covered in a film of sand and dirt and dried salt water. But the Mercedes looked as if it had been cleaned late that afternoon. Probably got cleaned every afternoon, Trent guessed. The Mercedes slowed until it was idling by the curb, blocking the single-lane road as if it was parked in its own private driveway. Sweat trickled down Trent's neck. His throat had closed up as though unseen hands were choking him. He gulped moist air, felt it bulge back there, then slide and scrape downwards. He wedged a crumpled €5 note beneath the sugar dispenser, came close to upsetting it. He steadied the tableware, then pushed back his chair. He was tall and long-limbed, had been gawky as a kid and still could be on occasion. His foot was hooked around the chair leg. The metal scraped and squealed on the concrete, and he drew scowls from the German couple as he stumbled sideways and ducked out from beneath the burgundy canopy that overhung the café. The paved square in front of the opera was bathed in a hazy yellow light from a set of ornate street lamps. Floodlights bounced off the masonry of the theatre house and the red fabric banners promoting tonight's show, a performance by the Ballet National de Marseille. The production was over and members of the audience were lingering outside. Men in dinner jackets smoked cigarettes and shook hands, speaking in low sardonic voices from the sides of their mouths. Women perspired in gauzy summer dresses, smiling tightly and clutching handbags to their waists, as if they feared a violent mugging. Trent loitered beside an abandoned scooter. Sweat pooled beneath his armpits and swamped his back. His breathing was shallow, the air warm and vaporous. It smelled of dust and heat and cooked seafood, laced with boat diesel and brine from the Vieux-Port. The Mercedes didn't move. Trent blinked wetly and tried to see how many men were inside. Sometimes it was two, a young chauffeur plus a bodyguard. Sometimes the bodyguard worked alone. Amber hazards blinked on. The driver's door opened and a thick-set man in a charcoal suit and crisp white shirt stepped out. The bodyguard. A lucky break. No chauffeur tonight. The bodyguard scanned his surroundings, a full 360, his attention snagging on Trent for just an instant before moving on. He took in the seedy bars, the fast food outlets, the rusting dumpsters overflowing with noxious waste, the unlit épiceries and boulangeries and tabacs, the scruffy apartment buildings with faded, crusty render and paint-flaked wooden shutters flung wide.